February 24th, 2015, to the remnant faithful. Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." I must make clear that the remnant faithful is comprised of all Christians, not just Catholics. The remnant is the coming together of those who hold Christian moral values in their hearts, despite the compromise of truth in the world. You, dear remnant, must make the effort to be united in the truth, as Satan is uniting evil in untruth. If you do not answer my call to be united, you will be defeated. Do not oppose one another. Recognize the enemy and oppose him. That is why it is so important to distinguish good from evil. To all leaders, religious and secular, I tell you, do not make social justice your goal. If you do, you ultimately condone sins which call upon God's justice. You weaken the morals of society instead of strengthening them. You are working to unite evil. Catholics must be united in church tradition and not accept language which supports illicit change. Stand shoulder to shoulder in the truth. Be accountable to the truth, not to man. My son has sent me with these messages for the remnant to unite everyone in the truth. Do not look to some new definition of the truth. Be courageous in your fight against untruth. Pray to recognize the enemy who always disguises himself behind some good. Remember, I am your protectress and your mother. I love you. A note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 13, for it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous before God, but the doers of the law who will be justified. Another note is given to read Romans 16, 17 through 18. I appeal to you, brethren, to take note of those who create dissensions and difficulties. In opposition to the doctrine which you have been taught, avoid them. For such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by fair and flattering words they deceive the hearts of the simple-minded. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 1, 18, 32, and chapter 2, 6 through 8. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of men, who by their wickedness suppress the truth. Though they know God's decree that those who do such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but approve those who practice them. For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality. He will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, refuge of holy love.